Welcome to the British Chamber of Commerce Singapore's podcast channel. We're excited to bring you season three of new episodes featuring in-depth content across Singapore, ASEAN, and the United Kingdom. We've had some extraordinary guests on our channel, including Formula One's Claire Williams.
I'm a firm believer that any great team, any successful team has a great culture flowing through it. You aren't successful if you don't. So we put a lot of work into this.
Renowned mountaineer Kenton Cool.
That 2019 there with a client, a big storm came in and literally destroyed Camp 2. And I've got some video footage of Sherpas like trying to hold on to the tent fabric as it blows away. And
the Royal Navy's Commodore Steve Morehouse, commander of the UK Carrier Strike Group.
The squadron of F-35 aircraft we have on board is a Royal Air Force squadron, and the personnel in there are drawn from both the Navy and the Air Force. So, you know, what better way of showing just the efficiency and the joined up nature that we now have?
And distinguished Sky News anchor Jeremy Thompson.
We had two little vans with satellite links, and we leapfrogged up the road to Pristina, the capital, throughout that first day, with non-stop coverage from basically inside a war zone.
We also sit down with the likes of TikTok, Twitch, and Twitter, and continue to bring you conversations around business and trade, leadership and people, sustainability, sports and arts, and much, much more. Thank you, as always, for your support, and we hope you enjoy this podcast.
Hello, my name is Derek Murray, and I am chair of the ICT committee at the British Chamber of Commerce. Our committee covers a full range of ICT and digital tech solutions across transformation, data analytics, infrastructure, cyber resilience and security, digital forensic, and responsible digital marketing. We represent sectors including professional services, advanced manufacturing, smart cities, support services, and more. So, welcome to our latest podcast. We will discuss how growing technology companies can be better equipped to succeed in Singapore and the region, to offer sustainable and secure services to businesses and consumers with one of our newest member organisations, Tech Nation. I'm delighted to be joined today by Max Purat, head of Asia Pacific for Tech Nation right here in Singapore. Like many of our members, Max has global experience that has eventually brought him to set up home in our smart nation. So good morning, Max, and thank you for joining us today.
Good morning, Derek. Thank you for having me.
Before we get into talking about Tech Nation, it would be absolutely fantastic if you could please share a bit about your own background and the technology journey that has brought you here to Singapore.
Absolutely. So I'm originally grew up in Switzerland, in Geneva, in the French parts, before having an experience living in China, where I moved in 2006 to Beijing. I saw a great opportunity to be in China at the time in terms of a fast-moving place and something a little bit different. And especially with the Olympic comic, and I thought that it was a good place to experience a real growth, not only in technology, but in general in our planet. I first worked in a private equity firm there that was doing investments and a little bit of everything in China and just trying to see what was working. We're a British private equity listed on AIM, but based out of China, doing investments, as I say, in various space, including early stage technology, which I took a lot of interest because I could be involved not only in the investment part, but also in the operational part. And that showed me a little bit how technology was working in China and across Asia Pacific, and how we were linking this between the West and the East, and really how product had to adapt for the regions, and how we had to have a different look of what we were taking for granted and riding this wave. I spent over 6 years in Beijing, seeing the real growth of the country, but also of the region, and seeing the growth of technology and new products that's changing completely the way the people were operating. So I had the opportunity to see the impact of super app like WeChat coming, and seeing what we know, see more and more of the common things around the world was first pretty much implemented in China. So that was a great journey. After that, I decided to go work for a large corporations back in Europe to see a little bit more how to implement large projects in tech for MNCs. So I worked for Caterpillar for almost 3 years in project implementation between Europe, the UK, and the US. which was a great way to see how projects were run. But I decided after that that I prefer to come back to Asia and to work for smaller structures in tech that would have an impact not only on our society, but also on our planet. So I joined an early stage company called Winnow Solutions at the time. We were five in the company in seed funding out of London. Winnow is a company that was trying to solve a problem that is very dear to my heart, which is food waste and how technology, particularly AI and computer vision, could help professional kitchen to be more efficient and reduce their food waste. They joined and moved to Singapore in 2015 from London to establish the operations for Winnow in the region. Fast forward 5 years in this technology company and managing the region, opened four offices across the region, operating in over 14 countries in Asia Pacific and working with some of the largest companies in hospitality in the world, both Western and Asian, and seeing the growth of the development of AI technology and interest into the region. So really my background is in the past 6 years before joining Technician, which we will talk a little bit more in detail after, was really to scale a UK company through a few rounds of fundings in the regions and how to develop both operation, business development, and adapt the product for this. So that's why what I'm doing at Technician is supporting companies at different stage in the digital tech to enter in the market. So I'll stop there. I try to cover 20 years in 20 minutes, not even. It's hard.
What an amazing, incredible journey. So you've covered pretty much the whole life cycle of technology in terms of, as you said, the investing, the development, the looking at new businesses in many different geographies. And that connection of the East to the West, of course, is something that's essential for businesses operating in Singapore and the wider region. I guess one term you used in there, just to clarify, Max, you mentioned the term a super app. Could you just help me understand that before we talk about TechNation? What's a super app?
A super app is an app that does everything. And to make it very plain, very simple. And we first saw that with WeChat in China. So now we start seeing that more here with Grab and other companies are trying to do this thing. But it's a place where virtually you will be able to go to one place and do everything from this. You have connected to your bank account, so you can do payments. You can order a car. You can pay your electricity bill. You can order a plane tickets, go to the movie, everything in one place. So basically working with other companies to link them into one place. Brilliant. And I think that was one of the key things that really I saw in the regions that hasn't been implemented particularly well yet in the West, but we see that there's a big growth here. And as there's more and more users in the regions of internet and mobile that have no prejudice or reserve towards this, it's easier to onboard people. And this is just what is normal. This is how you work. You work with one app and then you connect to others.
Wonderful, wonderful. And as you say, something that perhaps we're more familiar with here in Singapore and the wider region, but not something that listeners from perhaps the UK and Europe would be as familiar with. So fantastic. So I can tell you're absolutely brilliantly qualified to understand the needs of customers and technology companies on their journey. So let's move on to TechNation. Can you help me understand how TechNation came to be and also how it's set up home in our smart nation of Singapore?
Yes. So my role now at TechNation is the head of Asia Pacific, and a little bit about TechNation. So first, TechNation, we are the leading growth platform in the UK, and we provide founders, leaders, and scaling tech companies with coaching, contents, and community they need to scale both domestically and not overseas with a large presence in Asia Pacific, was the first international office to be based out of Singapore. So here in the Asia Pacific region, we're working with the UK government on the digital trade network, helping the scale-ups and startups from across the UK de-risk and accelerate their growth into Asia Pacific. A little bit of background. So TechNation was founded 11 years ago. It was called Tech City at the times, and it was in London. There was something that the government and the prime minister at the time that show a massive opportunity in the tech and didn't want London and then the UK to fall behind when they could see that Really, China and the US were taking the lead, and some European countries were also like looking at this. So there was the first creation from the government saying, like, how are we able to accelerate the innovations in our country, but also how do we ensure that the investments in terms of venture capital and in tech in general are well supported. From there, it spun off into an independent company. So we are not a government entity, we're nonprofits, but that really were to look not only at London, but at all of the UK. It's really supporting the whole region. So we have people all across the UK, from Edinburgh, Belfast, Cambridge, Leeds, probably missing a few places, Bristol, but we call Cardiff, I don't want to focus the Welsh and get in trouble. And really the idea was how to create as much support for companies to accelerate and de-risk their growth into the UK in technology. And the easiest way to say how we were successful in 10 years, so that's just to give some numbers because that speaks to people. We ran over 37 cohorts now at different stage to support companies, from rising stars to what we call the future 50, that we're hoping to be the future 50 unicorns, to net zero and so on. So almost 1,000 companies went through our cohorts and graduated from this. And we see that the alumni now will include 29% of all the unicorns that we have today. So this is Skyscanner, Darktrace, Monzo, Revolut, Wise, Deliveroo, some of the names that are fairly easily recognized by everyone that would listen to this, especially in the UK, but also now internationally, as they are almost all here. So since 2014, we engage with more than 4,000 companies, not only through our programs, but in general, we're in conversation. 37 programs, as I say. We support investment raise of over £22 billion. So 29% of the unicorn, 12 IPOs. We also support in global talents to come to the UK through a visa scheme. So 4,500 visas have been issued in the past 5 years now. We have an academy for learners. So we had almost 60,000 people joining this. Publish 75 plus data reports on the UK tech ecosystem that are available online on our website. And really, I recommend everyone to read it. So I think it's very broad on what you can learn about the UK ecosystem. And we had numbers that was published by the UK government. So that's £500 million gross value were added to the UK economy through the technician program. So I'm giving a lot of numbers, but just show that in 10 years from coming from one initiative, just say like how to promote this, it was actual success that now we are the third economy in the world in terms of investment, venture capital, and really showcasing some of the best unicorns of the past few years.
Absolutely. And what better organization to support those organizations growing than one that's gone through such a rapid growth journey itself and demonstrated how to globalize successfully. I love the fact as well that you mentioned there that you've got an academy for people to learn, and also that there's content available on the website. So we'll make sure that's easily available for our listeners after this as well, Max. So that's great about the organization. But what about yourself? You know, it must be incredibly exciting working across all those different organizations and sectors. What is it that gets you most excited about your day at TechNation? What's a typical day look like for you?
I think what is the most exciting thing, every day is different. So first, that's one of the things that is very exciting. But as well, like I explained all these things that we just did with TechNation and it has been achieved, but everything was very domestically. And the great thing is that now a year and a half ago, we funded the international team with another look of building, how are we going to support all these companies with an amazing growth into the globalizations, and really seeing that going international is something that there's no choice now, especially in the past 2 years that we have, everything is remote. People don't really see the difference of where you are. So you need to be globalized. So what is amazing for me is that we were able to build something from scratch. So really saying this is TechNation, this is what we do in the country. How are we going to replicate this and adapt for the region? So we're able to look at like, okay, What does a company need? What are the biggest issues they will face? What are the roadblocks? What are the biggest questions that they have? And similar in the other way, like what is the people, the corporates, the governments in Asia Pacific are looking for from an ecosystem? What do they know about the UK ecosystem? Because very often we joke around that a lot of people look at the UK and think about tea and crumpets and don't necessarily think about new technology and all the unicorns that we have. So how do we change this perspective? So for us to be able to take those data from both sides and create programs, to create supports, to create a relationship with governments, with corporates, to deliver the best possible ways to the risk and accelerates an entry of a startup or a scale up in the region is really what is key. So I could tell you all the things that we tried, what went well, what went wrong, but that would probably take more than a podcast. But at the same time, I can tell you also that one of the things that get me the most excited is to talk to all these amazing companies that are doing different things in different sectors and are all looking at solving a problem through different kind of innovation. And the conversation I had with them is really rewarding, and the enthusiasm to speak to someone that I did it before and I tell them everything that I did wrong. I think that's the best thing advice that I can give to people. Like, all right, this is where you're gonna think you do it right, and then actually you're gonna do it wrong. So very hard for me to just tell you one thing about what I do and what we do every day, but like really is building services and supports with different stakeholders to support our alumni and any UK tech companies that want to enter Asia Pacific with the best support and service and bridge to the region.
Yeah, and I think, you know, what you touched on there echoes your own personal experience of going through all those different organizations and being successful with technology companies, that you're able to help identify where lessons have been learned, and not to fail so much, but to learn each time something has happened. So it's a wonderful journey that I can tell you the organizations you support go on. What I did hear through that were a few kind of bits of jargon and concepts, I guess. And so to help our listeners understand a bit more, you mentioned startups and scale-ups. Can you just help me understand what the difference is with those two things, please?
Yeah, so scale-up is a word that's been popping up more and more over the past 2-3 years. And it became like part of the jargon, but I forget sometimes that not everyone is in tech, even though everyone is in tech now, in a way. basically, there was startups and then you were IPO, but it was kind of the journey. And it's a bit of a, well, when you start keep calling, like when Instagram was before being acquired by Facebook or Meta now, was called a startup, you're kind of like, well, is it? It's there's billions of valuations. They have like so much product and effect. They're more established. So to differentiate this, there was many different terms. So basically, you're in seed, then you're a startup, and then you scale. So it's really when you reach your company, you have a product that is viable. You have some customer. You have a presence. You understand what you do. And now it's not about starting. It's about scaling. And it's just a way to kind of say, like, from being, I would say, a teenager to being a grown-up. That's where you're in this in growth phase.
Wonderful. And I guess for many of our chamber organization members, that they'd be looking at working with those scale-ups, the organization you're working with, where there's a proven product or service that they're offering that's already got market presence. So yeah, it gives confidence that all the testing that would have gone through with a startup has been dealt with. Wonderful. Thank you for clearing that one up for us, Max. So let's move on a little bit, because I know you mentioned the UK government a couple of times in that. So it seems like TechNation's got a very close relationship with UK government. It would be helpful to know a bit more about that relationship and also perhaps how it extends into the Chamber of Commerce.
Yes. Absolutely. So we are definitely working very, very closely with the UK government. And as part of the UK government's future trade strategy for the tech sector, which is very strong, you may have heard of the Digital Trade Network initiative that is jointly led by, I'm going to use acronyms because we love that, DCMS and DIT in Asia Pacific. So as part of the Digital Trade Network, TechNation, we were awarded a grant to help the UK tech scale-ups expand in the region. So that's the way we're working is like really the UK government's through the digital trade network saw an opportunity to work and post people across Asia Pacific to be able to understand how we can really, the UK governments can support the strategy for the tech sector in terms of trades and establishing policies and everything. But at the same time, we need to make sure to involve the businesses, which are the people are going to benefit from all those trades agreements. Like very recently, where we saw each other actually at a signature of a DEA agreements between Singapore and the UK, which was one of the first, if not the first one of this type signed. We just saw another one that the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, mentioned last week with Australia. So there's a lot of moves. The way we are to be able to support this is, and working very closely, is working with at all those companies in the UK that we have access and supporting them to coming and understanding that all of their problems are covered by those agreements and those policies, and working with the government to make sure that what we put in place is not only an agreement between two countries, but it's really how are we going to support our businesses to thrive through this? And this is where we work very closely with the governments. I was just for a couple of days in strategy meetings with the DTN teams across the region here in Singapore. We're discussing like, all right, how do we gather all the data, all the information that we get from our company to make sure that what we cementing in the regions in digital trade is actually for the benefit of the companies at the end and the countries, obviously. But this is the way we work. So very big kudos to the DTNs to come and really working with an entity that is not government, that is not civil servants, to gather some information that maybe a little bit more agile, maybe a little bit more relevant to things that they don't have access to. So I believe that is a great way to segue between all the organization that we have. And we can also help the other way around. Not everyone understands how the government works and what are the opportunities and the supports that are available. So we can act as, I like to say, a navigator sometimes on how to really leverage whatever we can get from the governments and working closely with the UK government. I hope that helps and it's not like...
That's brilliant. Yeah, I think it's one of those things that does help us understand as businesses how we can better navigate some of those. As you say, lots of acronyms in there, but as a business, I don't necessarily need to understand those. Tech Nation is there to help me understand it. And I guess to follow on from that then, if I'm a business in the UK looking to work in Singapore, or if I'm a business in Singapore looking to work in the UK, how do I work with Tech Nation? What are the steps that I need to take next, Max?
Well, first, if you're a UK tech company and you need to understand the opportunity in the APAC regions when it comes to get access to capital here, a customer or talent, this is where we can support. So we can first help you understand, is there an opportunity? Is my product viable for the region? What are the steps that I have to do? And just to reassure, like, what is the checklist that I need to do before I even want to take the journey? We're there for that. After, if you're already scaling and looking at this, we have different programs that we're putting in place for different regions that, if you qualify, can come and support you with mentorships, with workshops on specific topics, like how to close your first deal in the region, how to hire talents, because it's different. A little bit of all the what I call the boring stuff, which I like, how to establish an entity, how to make sure that you have the documents, that you have the right structure, do you have access to the right lawyers, et cetera, et cetera. So we can support on this. Then also like in terms of events, PR, exposure in the regions, we're working closely with the governments locally and how we can support like in your entry into the market. And so any question you would have, if we don't have the answer, actually, it's a great insight for us to go and understand how we can go and find the answer for you. And and connecting with one of the reasons that we joined the chamber is also to say like, okay, we can see if in the chamber there is corporation that will be interested in talking to your products, or if you want to join some events and some things that we do in regions, we can facilitate this. So it's a soft landing spot for companies coming here. You're not alone, and people did it before. To simplify, I'm building some things that I wish I had when I came here alone.
Wow, no, that's great. And let's maybe as a final question for today, Max. So, building some things you wish you'd done here when you came. So, what are the things that you're seeing being built today? What are the themes and the likely kind of future direction of some of these technology businesses in Singapore?
It's very broad. What is exciting now in the technology is like even companies that we were not thinking of, technology companies before, have to innovate and have to use new technology to be able. So I said a little bit earlier in the conversation, I think every company now is a tech company because you just don't have a choice. So what we see from the companies that we already helped coming into the region, there is one of the usual suspects that we have from the UK in fintech. Really, fintech is still something that we see growing, especially in Singapore, being really a hub for finance in Asia Pacific. And also the knowledge that we have from in the UK and the past on this. So we're working with a company called Weaver, for example, that is coming and establishing here in terms of payment solutions. We're seeing some things that is also a lot of talk about in the media in general now, in the ESG or sustainability or net zero, however you want to call it this. We see a lot of companies growing and coming with amazing innovation solutions in these sectors. And we're definitely something that Singapore is really keen to look at and expand. We're just working and helping a company called Olio right now that to establish. They were already kind of present in Singapore, will help growing faster in this. And we see a lot of movements in cyber as well. We all see a lot of newspaper, like talking about scams, talking about a lot of different things lately. And it's something that is on everyone's mind. So now we are not only afraid of, we're a little bit all afraid of our cybersecurity, because again, every company now is a tech company that comes with new threats. So cyber is really a sector that we see growing in the region very quickly, and is very interesting to see that. But then there is also like in space, where we see more like the fact that cost of satellites and now is not as expensive, and we see a lot of people are trying to go to Mars and to the moon now. It's something that we see a real interest and growth in the region. Supply chain solutions that is linked a little bit of the net zero is a hot topic right now. I'm not giving you a straight answer, I realize this, I'm saying a lot of things, but this is where the sector that we really see the most movements. And then deep tech that englobes again a lot of different solutions.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I think many things in that would certainly resonate with the types of organizations that are members of the chamber. And you've taken us all the way from some of the grounded things all the way up to space technology as well. So yeah, really, really, really good stuff. So I've learned an awful lot in this conversation, Max. Thank you. It's been absolutely wonderful to learn more about Tech Nation and the amazing role both you and your organization are playing in advancing companies across all sorts of sectors. And it's been simply brilliant to welcome you to our ICT committee at the Chamber as well. So I look forward to hearing more success stories from yourself and the technology community enabled by your team. And a huge thank you for joining us today, Max.
Thank you for having me. Pleasure talking to you. And if anyone wants to reach out to me, either as the Chamber or go on my LinkedIn or on the Tech Nation website, there's many information about the international and what we're doing.
Absolutely. So please do look up the content on Tech Nation's website that we will make sure is shared with you. So finally, a thank you to everybody that is listening. Do look out for more exciting content from our chamber and our technology committee, including the amazing Everything You Ever Wanted to Know But Were Too Afraid to Ask series, where Daisy Radford asks some of the best technology leaders to demystify jargon and concepts in the world of tech. We look forward to connecting with you again soon. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of the British Chambers podcast. Before you go, don't forget to subscribe, and why not leave us a rating and review on Spotify, Apple, Google, and the other podcast platforms. For more information, please visit our website at www.britcham.org.sg, and tune in next time for a brand new episode.